This is Peter Hill reading the Australian syllabus for you. It's a bit windy out here today. With this, as I read the pages, the syllabus pages fly away because I've written on the back, printed out on the back of an old paper so I can read it. And the idea is that they'll be in modules and you can just listen to it as you go forward in the car and obviously skip through to the important parts. We're so far read up to page 20. This is page 21, working scientifically. Sorry, I've got birds which are particularly noisy in the background. Working scientifically are skills that are core to conducting practical and secondary source investigations in science. Opportunities should be provided for students to engage with all working scientifically skills in the investigation. Each module, particular outcomes have identified as those that are most relevant to the intended learning. Students are challenged to further develop their understanding of working scientifically as a group of dynamic, interdependent processes that are applied to each scientific investigation in a way which is appropriate to the determined activity. The dynamism and interrelated adds to the levels of sophistication of students' understanding of the true nature and practice of science. Through regular involvement in these processes, applying them as appropriate in a range of varied practical investigations, students can broaden their interpretation of working scientifically beyond the common linear model. I would have liked that linear, they've got that linear model in there. Students are encouraged to select the most appropriate gateway to working scientifically process. The pathways within the processes become self-evident through the nature of the investigation. An investigation may be integrated by, for example, direct observation of phenomena, inconsistency arising from results of a related investigation, quantitative and qualitative analysis of data, secondary source search. Students are challenged to refining or redeveloping their chosen procedures, refining their questions and hypotheses, modifying their methodologies of design, conducting further practical investigations, conducting further secondary research. So this is the thing, take it a step further, please. Students are encouraged to communicate evidence based on conclusions, suggested ideas for future research. Unexpected results are welcome to refine the methodologies that generate further investigation. Knowledge and understanding of science is essential to these processes. Through its practice of science, students acquire deeper knowledge and understanding of scientific concepts. End of page 1. Okay, now, page 22, they have a diagram. And they have working scientifically with little arrows going to it and little arrows going around in a circle up here, and that's a two-dimensional thing. And so it's working scientifically in the center, and then it starts off questioning and predicting, planning investigations, conducting investigation, processing data, analyzing data, problem solving, communicating. Or it says you can go the other way around by communicating, problem solving, analyzing information, whatever. And it's got that circle, and then it's got a band behind it coming forward to knowledge and understanding. So it's sort of like a three-dimensional thing. This is sitting in the middle of knowledge and understanding. Each of the seven working scientifically outcomes represents one of the independent dynamic processes that are central to the study and the acquisition of scientific knowledge and skills. This course is structured to provide ongoing opportunities for students to implement these processes, particularly through the study of an in-depth study provision. The following descriptions of working scientifically outcomes provide further information about the skills of students that are expected to develop through the courses. Questioning and predicting, developing and proposing, evaluating inquiry questions and hypotheses, challenges students to identify the issue or phenomena that can be investigated scientifically by gathering primary and or secondary source data. Students develop inquiry questions that require observations, experiments, or research to aid constructing reasonably informed hypothesis. The consideration of variables is included in the questioning process. End of page 22. Here's more in depth on those various things. On page 23. And it doesn't have the questioning, but yeah, remarkably, here they've only got it's my fault. Oh, that was questioning and predicting number, the first one. Page 23 is the second of seven. planning investigation. Students justify selection of equipment, resources, chosen designs of an investigation. They ensure that all risks are assessed, appropriate materials and technologies are sourced, and all the ethical concerns are considered. Variables are identified as independent or dependent control to be ensure a valid procedure is developed that will allow a reliable collection of data. Investigation is a very simplistic view. Investigations should include strategies to ensure control variables are kept constant and experimental controls are used as appropriate. Well, that's in the planning. Conducting investigations. Students are to select appropriate equipment, employ safe work practices, ensure risk assessments are conducted and followed. Appropriate technologies are used and procedures followed when disposing of waste. Selection of and criteria for collecting valid and reliable data is to be methodical and, where appropriately, secondary source information referenced correctly. Processing data and information. Students use the appropriate meaningful methods of media to organize and analyze data and information sources, including digital technologies and the use of visual representations as appropriate. They process data from primary and secondary sources, including both qualitative and quantitative data and information. Analyzing data and information. Students identify trends, patterns, and relationships, recognize errors, uncertainty, limitations in data, interpret scientific and media texts. They evaluate the relevant accuracy, validity, and reliability of primary secondary source data in relation to investigations. They evaluate processes, claims, conclusions by considering the quality of available evidence and use reasoning to conduct scientific arguments. Where appropriate, mathematical models are applied to demonstrate the trends and relationships that occur in the data. Okay, this is problem solving. Students use critical skills and creativity to demonstrate an understanding of scientific principle underlying solutions to inquiry questions and problems posed in investigations. Appropriate and varied strategies are employed, including the use of models, qualitative and quantitatively explained predicted cause and effect relationships. In working scientifically, students synthesize and use evidence to construct and justify conclusions. To solve problems, students interpret scientific media and text, evaluate processes, claims, conclusions, and consider the quality of available evidence. Communicating. Communicating all components of working scientifically processes with clarity and accuracy is essential. Students use qualitative and quantitative information gained from investigation using primary and secondary sources, including digital, visual, written and verbal forms of communication as appropriate. They apply appropriate scientific notation and nomenclature. They also appropriately apply the use of scientific language and suitable for specific audiences and contexts. Page 24. Investigations. An investigation is a scientific process to answer a question, explore an idea or a problem. Investigations include activities such as planning a course of action, collecting data, processing and analyzing data, reaching conclusion and analyzing. Yes, I think we said that. Okay. To investigate, you must work scientifically. Investigation may include the collection of primary and or secondary data and information. Practical investigation includes primary data, and they may include undertaking laboratory investigation, including field tests and controlled experiments, undertaking fieldwork and surveys, constructing models. Okay. Secondary source investigations can include researching using a variety of media, extracting and reorganizing secondary source information as forms of flowchart, table, diagrams, prose, keys, spreadsheet, databases, using models to inform investigation to understanding. Safety schools have a legal obligation in relation to safety. Teachers will need to ensure to comply with relevant legislation as well as system and school requirements in relation to safety when implementing their programs. These include legislation guidelines of work health and safety and handling and storage of chemicals and dangerous groups. Animal research. Schools have a legal responsibility in relation to the welfare of animals. Keeping animals and all practical activities involving animals must comply with the relevant guidelines and legislation. Inquiry questions. Inquiry questions are included in the course content and used to frame the syllabus content within each module. The depth of knowledge and understanding and skill development required to fully address inquiry questions may vary. This allows for differentiation in course content to cater for the diversity of learners. Page 25. Depth studies of year 11 and 12. What are depth studies? A depth study is any type of investigation activity that a student completes individually or collaboratively that allows further development of one or more concepts found within or inspired by the syllabus. It may be one investigation activity or a series of investigation activities. In-depth studies provide opportunities for students to pursue their interests in physics, acquire a depth of understanding, and take responsibility for their own learning. Depth studies promote differentiation and engagement and support all forms of assessment, including assessment for and as of learning. Depth studies allow the demonstration of a wide range of working scientifically skills. A depth study may be, but not limited to, a practical investigation or a series of practical investigations or secondary source investigations or a series of secondary source investigations, presentation, research assignments, or field reports. The extension of concepts found in the course, either qualitatively or quantitatively. The length and time of any individual studies and the pedagogies employed are not prescribed. The time for depth studies may be allocated to a single study or spread over the year. Incorporate several studies depending on the individual school class requirement. The requirements of depth studies. A minimum of 15 hours in class time is allocated to year 11 and 12. At least one depth study must be included in both year 11 and 12. Two working scientifically outcomes, questioning and predicting, communicating must be addressed in both year and 12. Okay. Minimum of two additional working scientifically skill outcomes and further development. So at least one knowledge and understanding outcome should be addressed in all depth studies. Ideas for in-depth studies. Practical investigation, design and construction investigation, test of device, secondary source investigation, make a documentary or media report, conduct a literature review, develop evidence-based argument, write a journal article, write an essay, develop environmental management plan, analyze the work of a fiction film and scientific relevance, create a visual presentation, investigate emerging technologies. Creating, design, this is page 26, design and invent, create a working model, create a portfolio. Fieldwork. Fieldwork may be a starting point of practical investigation, secondary source study, and could be initiated in the following stimuli: an excursion, engagement with community experts. Data analysis. Data analysis is incorporated in the practical investigation, secondary source investigation, for example, construction analysis of graph and table, data analysis of variety sources, research analysis, e.g. longitudinal data and resource management data, page 26. Moving on to page 27, we have another one of these circles. So instead of in the centre being working scientifically, they've got depth studies may include, but it's the only difference in this diagram. The last diagram was working scientifically, now they have in the centre of the diagram, depth studies may include practical investigation, secondary source investigation, creating field work or data analysis. Okay, that's what the depth studies, and you've got to have questioning and predicting, and mandatory, the different colours. You have different colours here of communicating, questioning and predicting, they must be included, but the other things, planning investigation, conducting investigation, processing data and information, analysis of information, problem solving, there's got to be one of those. Oh no, two of those. And it must include the grey one, which is knowledge and understanding, which is drawn as a three-dimensional belt around here. So defying our knowledge of doing it. We're 28, and we're coming up across here. Learning across curriculum content and across curriculum priorities and general capabilities assist students to achieve broad learning outcomes defined by the NESSA statement. Cross curriculum priorities enable students to address the following things. So the cross-curriculum requirements are exactly the same as in a previous page. So here is, you know, the key for symbols, you know, of the icons. That's the same thing here. Just because I want to skip you through here. So if you know the icons, you've got to cover all the icons. But I don't know how that is actually assessed. So page 29. Okay. They go through the icons and the cross-curriculum requirements. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders histories and cultures. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders communities have a diverse culture, social structures, history, unique complex knowledge systems. In physics, students are provided with the opportunity to learn about how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people have developed and acquired knowledge about the world through observation, making predictions, testing, trial and error, and responding to environmental factors within specific contexts. Students investigate examples of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people understanding the environment in the way in which their traditional knowledge and Western scientific knowledge can be complementary. I suppose you want to call, when planning program content in related to Torres Strait Islands histories, teachers are encouraged to, but you know, it's not, I've tried to, and it's been very difficult, not from the Aboriginals ones, but from the school systems. Involve local Aboriginal communities and appropriate knowledge holders in determining the suitable resources and or use of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders authored or endorsed publications. Read the principles and protocols relating to this. The next section, next icon or area, is Asia and Australia's engagement with Asia. Asia and Australia's engagement with Asia provides a rich, engaging context for developing students' scientific and technological knowledge, understanding and skills. In physics, students are provided with opportunities to recognise Asia's region and diverse environments. They are provided with opportunities to appreciate how the interaction between these environments impact the human activity, influence the region, including Australia, and the significance of the rest of the world. Asia plays an important role in scientific, technological research and development in areas such as medicine, natural resource management, and natural disaster prediction and management. Another icon, sustainability. Sustainability is concerned with the ongoing capacity of the Earth to maintain life. It provides authentic context for exploring, investigating, understanding systems and natural human-made environments. In physics, students are provided with opportunities to investigate relationships between systems and system components, and consider the sustainability of food sources and natural human environments. Students engage in ethical debate with different perspectives for solving problems. Next icon, two cogs, critical and creative thinking. Critical and creative thinking are integral activities where students learn to generate and evaluate knowledge, clarify concepts, ideas, seek possibilities, consider alternatives and solve problems. Critical and creative thinking are embedded in the skills process of working scientifically. In order to make evidence-based decisions, students are provided with opportunities to develop critical and creative thinking skills through asking and posing questions and making predictions, engaging practically in secondary source investigation and analysing evidence. We're just onto page 30. Page 30. Now what's happening is the wind's blowing away the syllabus as I'm reading. Hopefully I'll do page 30. Ethical understanding. Students are provided with opportunities to develop the capabilities to assess ethical values and principles and understand how reasoning can assist ethical judgments. In physics, students are provided with opportunities to form and make ethical judgments in relation to scientific investigations, designs, codes of practice, and use of scientific information and applications. Students explore the importance of reporting honestly based on evidence. They apply ethical guidelines in the investigation, particularly in regard to the implication of others and the environment. Okay. Information and communication technology capability. Information and communication technology, ICT, can be used effectively and appropriately to assess, create, communicate information, ideas, solve problems, collaborative. In physics, students provide the opportunity to develop ICT capability. They develop alternative ideas and solutions, research science concepts and application, investigate scientific phenomena, and communicate their scientific technological understanding. In particular, they have opportunities to learn to access information, collect, analyze and represent data, model and interpret concepts and relationship, and communicate scientific and technological ideas, processes and information. Okay, there's a little computer symbol. Now a world symbol. Intercultural understanding. Students develop intercultural understanding as they learn to understand themselves in relation to others. This involves students valuing their own cultures and those of others and engaging people of diverse cultures in ways that recognize commonalities and differences and create and cultivate respect. In physics, students are provided with opportunities to appreciate diverse cultural perspectives have impacted on the development, breadth and diversity of scientific knowledge and applications. They learn about and engage with issues requiring cultural sensitivity and learn that scientists work in culturally diverse teams to address issues and solve problems of national and international importance. Literacy, a little book icon. Literacy is the ability to use a repertoire of knowledge and skills to communicate and comprehend effectively using a variety of models and media. I'd say there's mathematical literacy, scientific literacy. Being literate is more than the acquisition of technical skills. It's the ability to identify, understand, interpret, create, and communicate effectively using written, visual, and digital forms of expression and communication from a number of purposes. In physics, students are provided with opportunities to understand that language varies according to context and engage in different forms of written and spoken language to communicate scientific concepts. They learn as scientific information can be presented in the form of diagrams, flowcharts, tables, and models. Calculator for numeracy. Numeracy involves recognizing and understanding the role of mathematics in the world. Students become numerate as they develop confidence, willingness, and ability to apply mathematics in their lives in a constructive and meaningful way. In physics, students are provided with the opportunity to develop numeracy skills through practical measurements and collection, representation, and interpretation of data from first-hand investigation and secondary sources. Students consider issues of uncertainty and reliability in the measurements. They have the opportunity to learn data analysis skills, identify trends, patterns, numerical data, and graphs. They apply relationships and concepts in order to solve problems. Okay, I'd say for me, numeracy is learning second-order differential equations and Hamiltonians and matrix work, mate. Okay, page 31. I'm only going up to page 31 because this will get us onto the course content finally. Personal and social capability. Students develop personal and social capability as they learn to understand and manage themselves, their relationship with their lives, their lives more effectively. And this includes establishing positive relationships, making responsible decisions, working effectively individually in teams, constructively handling and challenging situations through applying processes of working scientifically. Students can develop skills in collaboration, peer assessment and review. They plan to construct in-depth study of their team. A little picture of Australia. Civics and citizenship. Civics and citizenship content involves knowledge and understanding of how our Australian society operates. And physics students are provided with opportunities to broaden their understanding of aspects of civics and citizenship related to the application of scientific ideas and advances, including ecological sustainability and development of environmental sustainable practices at a local and regional and national effort level. That's really got me amazed, because like the actual education department's really, oh well. Okay, difference and diversity. Difference and diversity comprises gender, race, social, economical circumstances. Students are provided with opportunities to understand and appreciate the difference and diversity they experience in their everyday lives. Working scientifically provides opportunities to work collaboratively where they can develop an appreciation of the value of ideas for group members. This appreciation also enables students to identify individual rights, challenge stereotypes, and engage in opinions different from their own. Work in enterprise is a little Students can develop work-related skills and appreciation of value working individually and collaboratively when conducting investigation. Physics students are provided with the opportunities to prioritize safe practices and understand potential risks and hazards and present when conducting the investigation. They engage in risk assessment and working safely while in the laboratory and the field. Thanks for listening.